We were really pleased to be joined by Dale Hawerchuk earlier. Months all seem to run together, but it was a couple of months ago, and we were able to celebrate his on-ice accomplishments as well as celebrate, his at the time. I don't know if anybody ever really has a successful battle against cancer, but at the time we thought it was that Dale had received the all clear after a long fight with stomach cancer. Now, we'd mentioned that Dale Hawerchuk has held a charity golf tournament, I think, since 2002. And the golf tournament has supported an awful lot of really good causes. And, of course, the pandemic has kind of put paid to the idea of holding golf tournaments for fundraising these days. So last Thursday, a website, HawerchukStrong.com, was started as a means of helping, of stepping in and maybe helping support some of the charities that would normally be supported by the golf tournament, which is a great idea. What we didn't know until then was that Dale Hawerchuk's cancer had returned and that he was again resuming this battle with stomach cancer. So we have a lot to get to with Eric Hawerchuk, who is Dale Hawerchuk's son. Eric, thank you so much for joining us in Writer's Block. First question is, how's your dad doing, and kind of how are you all holding up? Because as I said, when I heard the news, and my friend Ken Reed and I were exchanging emails about this, and I said, this just breaks my heart, because it's kind of a guy that I spent a little bit of time with, a guy I watched, a guy I interviewed, a guy that I really, I really took a lot of happiness in what seemed to be a successful fight against cancer. So, I mean, how is he doing?
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. He's in a tough battle right now. I mean, anytime cancer returns, it's not as easy as the first time. And so he's in a tough battle, and he's doing everything he can. It's been hard on our family, but we know we're not the only one that's going through stuff like this.
Eric, Jeff, my partner, I thought gave a really eloquent sort of explanation of what Hawerchuk Strong is and sort of what the goal is. But I think our listeners would benefit from sort of how you see it, some of the sort of charitable organizations that are important to you and your family, and the kind of message that you hope to get out.
Yeah, well, I was actually just listening to your show, and Jeff took about half of my speaking points, but
sorry, I do that. I tend to do that. You should, the Blair family, it's a common complaint. I apologize.
I'm just joking. like we said, the events aren't happening the same way they have in the past. And, we're trying to use this HawerchukStrong.com to, find a way to still contribute to the community. And there's a lot of people that need help, and, we're just happy to do our part. That's the one thing I've always been really proud of my dad for is, he's always worried about everyone else, even when he's sick here now, he's asking how so-and-so is doing, and, make sure you call this person. And, he taught us a lot from that, and we want to try to give back as much as we can. Well, and it makes him feel good too while he's going through this.
Eric, the hockey world does an awful lot of charitable work, but Hockey Fights Cancer is one thing that a lot of people have really taken to heart and have really, it's been a point of pride for a lot of people, the role hockey has played in that. I'm just wondering, we saw Kevin Cheveldayoff, the general manager of the Jets, talk very emotionally about your dad and about his situation. And the Jets players, of course, are wearing Hawerchuk Strong decals on their helmet. What's the reaction been from the hockey community? Because I think sometimes, people don't understand, I think, the closeness of athletic communities, of sports communities. And I'm just wondering, some of the people that have reached out, not just about Hawerchuk Strong, but just about your dad in general, have there been some folks that have reached out and you've thought, oh, I, you know, sort of kind of surprises me a little bit that this guy would, or this individual would reach out and ask how dad's doing.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, when my dad finished his surgery, the next day, Wendell Clark, Paul Coffey, and Bobby Orr came to see him in the hospital. I mean, it was like, the people in the hospital were like, this is pretty cool. But, you know, I can't believe the outpouring of support. It's been incredible. And, you know, it's not just big names. You know, I have, like, fans of his that reach out to us via Twitter or whatever, you know, that have their own personal connection to him and have nothing but good things to say. And, you know, it makes me really proud of him. And I'm very lucky to call him my dad.
Now, Eric, you can go on HowardChuckStrong.com, correct? And there's a lot of sort of apparel that people can purchase. I will say, I saw your Twitter feed. Put that HowardChuckStrong.com handle somewhere in your header there so people can click right onto that. But that, just sort of give our listeners a sense of what's on there for people to purchase and where ultimately the funds go.
Yeah, so if you go on to HowardChuckStrong.com, right now, you can order T-shirts, long sleeves. There's hats. There's these really cool, like, memorabilia coins that we had made. We're trying to, you know, we got to kind of see how well this does. And so far, the support's been incredible. And as it continues to grow, we plan to continue to, you know, move those funds to the charities that we've worked with in the past and maybe some new ones. You know, including Easter Seals and Manitoba Kidney Foundation, things like that. You know, there's so many people that need help right now, and we just want to do our part.
Eric, listen, it was terrific of you to join us. You know, we'll certainly do our bit here and get the word out. And you know, look, we wish you and your family all the best. And when you're talking to your dad, please, 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 please extend our best wishes to him. And you know, our appreciation for what he's done, and just let him know that, you know, at a time where we're celebrating the return of hockey, a lot of people are thinking about him, you know, are thinking about him a great deal. And I'd really appreciate you doing that, Eric.
I definitely will. Thank you guys so much for having me on. And, you know, me and my dad, he always puts the 590 on when we're in the car. So, this is pretty cool. And I know he's listening right now. So, thank you guys so much.